Now, back to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
You know, Motown always makes me happy, that's all. It just makes me happy. It's Wednesday on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. You can find out more by following us online, the Steve Gruber Show at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course, stevegruber.com, a place to go to find the podcast. Drop me a line if you got something you want to ask about or go back and listen to an interview to find out more. Now, I grew up out in the country. Most of you know that. My nearest neighbors when I was a kid were cows, and my nearest neighbors today are cows. I prefer it that way. A homeowners association, yeah, that wouldn't work for me. I grew up in the country, so I saw farmers working their fields on a regular basis, and then I went to Montana to college where I saw ranchers, which are just bigger farmers, right? And one of the things I used to see people put out was potash. I never really knew what it was, potash. But it's a natural resource, a group of potassium-bearing minerals that farmers need to support growth of corn, beans, wheat, rice, vegetables. It's a key to their success, and the best in the world is found right here in Michigan. And the good news is we're going to start getting more of it. Kevin Latimer is the Executive Vice President of Michigan Potash, joining me on the program today. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for the invitation this morning.
Good to have you here. Now, Michigan Potash is opening a new site in Evert to begin digging the first well. Now, explain to me and to the people, if I missed anything, explain what potash is. Explain to the listeners, because people have heard the word and people go, yeah, I don't know what that is. You know, sure. they don't. So go ahead.
Sure. Potash is essentially a salt containing potassium. Potassium is an element that is necessary for the function of all living cells, whether they're human, animal, or plants. Potassium is a naturally occurring plant food and a critical fertilizer input. But potash is important for agriculture inputs because it improves water retention in the soil, crop yields, nutrient value, disease resistance for crops.
You know, my mother always used to say, you need more potassium. I'd have a cramp. I'd have this. It's vital. You're right. For us to survive and for plants to thrive, potassium is key. And so this potash, it's a salt of sorts. What does it look like? What does it feel like?
If you think of your sodium, your table salt, it's intermixed with sodium below ground. And you can dissolve it just like you would dissolve your table water over your sink with hot water. And it looks like a white little pellet.
All right, so farmers and ranchers need this stuff. They need it to be more productive because it helps crops be a little bit more drought resistant, helps them survive better, helps them produce more. It's key to successful agriculture is what you're telling me.
It is. You know, here's a great quote to think about from the United Nations. The world needs to produce as much food in the next 40 years as was produced in the previous 8,000 years. So with that, we need to maximize the output from our arable land, and one of the ways you do that is applying fertilizers.
All right, so here in Michigan,
fertilizers.
Here in Michigan, we're blessed, from what I understand in my reading, that we have the highest quality potash to be found anywhere on the planet. That's kind of important, isn't it?
It is important. It's fascinating and it's amazing. So Evert, Michigan, has been blessed through billions of years of geology to have the highest grade potash on the face of the earth. This is significantly higher than all the other grades across the world. In fact, unfortunately for the United States at this point, prior to this project coming online, the U.S. is 95% import reliant, meaning that our farmers in Michigan, our Corn Belt farmers, are purchasing what will be an inferior product or have been purchasing an inferior product to what we will produce for them.
Let me ask you this. We're with Kevin Latimer here from Michigan Potash. Okay, so you found this near Evert. Evert's a quaint little town, by the way. It's got some great hunting and fishing opportunities nearby. That's how I know Evert, probably for more reasons than others. How did you discover this deposit, I guess it would be? Because now you're going to invest more than $1 billion, I understand, over 10 years to help drive economic growth in the local communities there, and the construction will start. 350 jobs in Michigan. It will support 120 related skilled trade jobs. I mean, there's a lot coming into this. How was this discovered?
Yes, that's true. The economic investment is substantial. In fact, it's one of the larger agricultural investments going on in the country. It is, as you pointed out, right in Michigan, which is a beautiful community. And we will bring, through construction, 300-plus construction jobs to Everett, and follow that up with approximately 120 full-time skilled trade jobs. These are jobs that will be safely located in Everett, Michigan, for multiple generations. The intention here is to produce in Everett for well over 100 years. That's how substantial this reserve is under Everett. So how did we come about this? How did we discover it? In fact, maybe a little known fact, potash has been produced in Everett, Michigan for 25 years. But potash had stopped being produced back into about 2013. And we're just picking up the ball where it was dropped.
Well, here's my question for you, because this is a mining operation of sorts. It has to be, based on what you've told me here, right? I'm going to make the assumption you have to mine this out. You refine it to some extent to make it, so you bag it or put it in however you transport and distribute it. It has to be brought out of the ground, parceled out, and then distributed. My concern, when I hear that it's good for, you know, the farmers, it's good for that the environmental justice warriors would come flying over the hill, you know, in their VW microbuses and start screaming bloody murder and try to stop the whole operation. That's my concern when I hear this, Kevin. But what do you do about that?
Sure. No, it's a concern of ours too. You have to do this correctly. You have to do this safely. You have to be a steward of the environment, and you have to be a good neighbor. And we've done all those things and will continue. So with that, the way that potash in Michigan is processed and produced is different than many other places. So this is not shaft and pillar mining. This is simply solution mining, which is a proven technology, and they use a closed-loop system. We push water in. We recycle 90% of our water. In fact, the process we're going to use is the exact process that has been used and used safely in Michigan today to produce salt. It's no different.
Yeah, but as you know, proven technologies get shot down all the time. I'm going to have you back a couple more times, Kevin, but for today, let me have you give the last word about where you are and where we are on this project, and we'll pick up the conversation in the future. Go ahead.
Sure. The U.S. farmer is 95% import reliant. Everett, Michigan is the answer to changing that. We are ready to proceed forward, bring jobs, a better economy to Everett, Michigan, and Western Michigan. And we look forward to that, and we appreciate the wide outpouring of support we've received from the local community and the state.
Kevin, well done. Kevin, very well done. Way to lay out the case for potash. And if we have to feed, well, soon it'll be 9 billion people on the planet. We better find all the solutions we can. Kevin Latimer, Executive Vice President for Michigan Potash. Thank you, Kevin.
Steve, thank you.
Good conversation, by the way. Good conversation. We got a lot of people to feed, and because hungry people, they tend to be a bit angry. 41 after on the Steve Gerber Show.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at stevegruber.com. Do it today. Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about an intense moment. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.